Thank you so much for joining us today on The Invisible War. Whether you're a regular listener or this is your first time to join us, this is a very important teaching on spiritual warfare. Our host and teacher, Dr. Rob Randall, is in the studio once again. Welcome, Dr. Randall.
Thank you, Kevin. What a great joy is mine to be able to discuss such important and eternal matters with all those who are listening to The Invisible War today. We're so glad you have turned in today. Our subject matter will be of great interest and help to those of you who will give us your time just for the next few moments. I want to encourage our listeners, get a pad and a pen, take good notes as we study the Word of God and what it has to say concerning the supernatural battle that we face against the powers of darkness. Remember, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Invisible War Radio Ministry from Dr. Rob Randall is based on his book by the same title, The Invisible War, Living in Victory Over the Enemy, published by 21st Century Press. And we want to encourage everyone to get your copy of this Bible study on spiritual warfare. Get it at our website, theinvisiblewar.org, or you can call us at 877-808-8886. That's 877-808-8886. Now, if you've missed any of Dr. Randall's teaching, you'll want to visit theinvisiblewar.org and click on the Broadcasts button. And there you can download for free any and all programs of The Invisible War. Dr. Randall, on our last program, we were talking about dominion and the devil, and there's just so much to cover there, and there's so much there in Chapter 4 of your book. Let's expand. Let's talk some more about what you mean by dominion.
In 1 Peter 4:11 and 1 Peter 5:11, we find these words, "In all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." The foundational issue of spiritual warfare is dominion. In this word, we find the idea of a kingdom, the place where a king rules. Sin, in its essence, is a problem with the king's rule, this authority. And Jesus said in Matthew 28, verse 18, "All authority has been given to me, both in heaven and on earth." Sin is a challenge to God's authority, His word. Sin is our unwillingness to believe and obey God's word. Since God created all things for His glory, Colossians 1:16, sin, in its essence, is stealing what rightfully belongs to God. The result of all sin is the stealing of God's glory. It is a challenge to His kingdom rule in our lives. Sin is an attack to God's dominion, His sole right to rule in our lives. It is through our sin we are joined to Satan's rebellion in the heavens. The name Satan means adversary or the one who opposes God. His goal is to steal God's glory by his unholy ruling anyone or anything. We find how this all began in Isaiah chapter 14. To help us better understand the truth that Jesus is the only one who has the right to rule anyone or anything, we need to carefully look at what the Word of God teaches about the position of Christ. After the resurrection, God gave His Son a name that the Bible says is above all names. We find that in Philippians 2, 9 and following. And in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, the Holy Spirit tells us that Jesus inherited a more excellent name than even the angels. Think of it. His name is above all names. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Dr. Randall, you went over why Jesus came. Just in case anybody missed that, would you go over that again for us?
I find in the Bible three reasons why Jesus came. In Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus came to save the lost. John 10:10, "I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." He came to give us abundant eternal life, life like His. And 1 John 3:8, The Son of Man appeared for this purpose, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Think of it. That's why he came. The Son of Man appeared. He manifested. He showed up that he might destroy the works of the devil. In Isaiah 61, it's also echoed in Luke 4, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set free those who are downtrodden, and to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." I see three things, Kevin. When Jesus shows up, there are three things that happen. People are saved, the lost are saved, people are healed, and people are delivered. He is deliverer, he is healer, and he is savior. That's always the case.
Dr. Randall, does the Bible tell us how Jesus became so exalted as Lord above all?
It does. I want everyone who can to turn to their Bibles with me as we study the Word of God together. In Acts 1, verse 3 and 4, they were told to wait, to not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the Father, what the Father had promised, which he said, "You heard of me." And then we find in verse 8 and 9, we find these words, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth." And then we find these words, "After he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight." Kevin, where did he go? He disappeared. They were looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
Two men in white stood there and said, "Why do you men of Galilee stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus shall so come in like manner." Where did he go? We find the answer in Ephesians 1, 19 through 20. Turn there with me. In Ephesians 1, 19 through 20. Listen to these words. "And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him up from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion." Here's that word, above all dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. Think of it. God seated the Lord Jesus at his right hand in the place of all authority and power, far above all rule and authority, power, and dominion, far above all names that are named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is master of all. Kyrios Christos, he is Lord. Christ is Lord. Ephesians 4, 5 through 6 tells us that there is one Lord, not two, not 10, not 20. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. All others who claim to be Lord are imposters. All other so-called lords or so-called gods are liars. The Word of God calls them no gods and refers to them as demons. We find that in Leviticus 17:7, Deuteronomy 32:17, Psalm 106:37, and 1 Corinthians 10:20 through 21. Again, Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, "All authority, all dominion, all of it has been given to me, both in heaven and on earth."
That is powerful, Dr. Randall. I can just hear some people saying, "Well, that's all well and good, but what does that mean to us right now?"
Kevin, it is here where spiritual warfare becomes exciting. I want everyone to pay close attention to the next few moments. There may not be any more important truths than what we are sharing today on the invisible war. Not only is Jesus Christ, the Lord of all, seated at the right hand of God the Father, but every believer has been seated with him in that place of authority. Let's look at the position of every believer in Christ. Look again at the passage in Ephesians. Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 4 through 6. Listen to these wonderful words. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, we have been made alive together with him. We've been raised up with him, and in our union with Christ, we have been seated with him in the place of all authority. That's why Jesus says in Matthew 16:19, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. He gives the promise of his abiding presence and power in Matthew 18:18-20. This power is the power to cooperate with Christ. 2 Corinthians 6:1, we are workers together with him. We've been given the right, the power to cooperate with the authority of heaven, the power to see God's will on earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 6:10, John 14:13-14, and Ephesians 3:20-21. The Lord has given us this authority, the power in him, over all the powers of evil supernaturalism, all the powers of darkness. And we find that in Luke 10:1, 17-19.
Dr. Randall, some would say that this supernatural power to cast out demons and heal the sick and so on was only given to the apostles, and now the apostolic age has ended when the canon of Scripture was completed. Now, I know you've heard this argument, you've heard all these arguments. Do you truly believe that Jesus' power is given to every believer?
I believe the theological position called cessationism is a dangerous misinterpretation of Scripture. But most of all, it leads us to a place of spiritual powerlessness in the battle of life and death against the powers of darkness. Let's look at what the Bible says. We have this amazing example of the sons of Sceva, these exorcists in the New Testament that understood how powerful the name of Jesus was. And they were casting out demons in the name of Jesus, even as unbelievers. Now, that's not a wise thing to do. They got in trouble for it, and they got messed around, seriously. But they even recognized the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even non-believers witnessed the power of using this all-powerful name of Jesus Christ. Kevin, I believe that the book of Acts in the New Testament is not the Acts of the Apostles, but it is the Acts of the Holy Spirit. And that same Holy Spirit dwells within me and you and everyone who claims Jesus Christ as Lord of all. Today, we are in the day that the Holy Spirit fills the bodies of believers to empower each of us to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Isn't it something how some folks want to believe in the supernatural power of God in the past, and they want to believe in the supernatural power of God in the future in prophecy, but they refuse to accept the supernatural power of God for today? I heard Beth Moore say, God is not the great I was. He's the great I am. What a great statement. He is the same, Hebrews 13:8 tells us. He is the same. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and yes, forever. What an awesome responsibility he has given to the church, to every believer. We can see God's will done. We can know and experience God's power. We can work with him, 2 Corinthians 6:1-2. And in this union that is ours in Christ, The power of God is given. It's delegated over the powers of darkness to set the captives free. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly beyond all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. It doesn't say that power is for all generations but ours. It's to all generations. Ephesians 3:20-21.
Well, help us understand then, Dr. Randall, how the believer is able to cooperate with this Holy Spirit power.
It is here we must come to understand that to be used of God, to have our prayers answered, to be able to cooperate with Holy Spirit, we must take the journey into our own spiritual cleansing. If there is anything in our lives that quenches Holy Spirit, those things will always hinder our being used of him. Our sin always separates us from being used of him. He still loves us. Nothing separates us from his love. But sin always separates us from his power. Kevin, he is holy. We need to be reminded that God is holy. He is Holy Spirit. I've heard it said many times, God will use a broken vessel, but he will never use a dirty one. Remember, it is the prayer of a righteous man that avails much. James 5:16. Will you hear the word of God with me today? Would you hear it? Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities, your sins, have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Isaiah 59:1-2. Sin hinders prayer. Sin always separates us from holy God. It is through the confession of our sin that our fellowship with the Father is restored. 1 John 1:9-10. But I want you to also know it is through our confession, our emptying, our coming to the end of ourselves. When we decrease, he is able to increase. And it is through our emptying ourselves that we see the greatest power of Almighty God.
Help us understand, Dr. Randall, why this salvation in Jesus, this deliverance, is so important for everyone.
Satan came to steal the work of the Lord from you. He came to steal from the Father who created you for his glory. He came to steal anyone or anything from its rightful creator and owner. Jesus came to redeem. You know what redemption means? It means to buy back. And Jesus bought back through the purchase price of his blood everything that the devil has stolen from God. Everything in your family, all of your children, everything that the enemy tries to steal, the redemption to bring that back under the authority of a loving Heavenly Father has been purchased through the Son at Calvary. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. There is nothing that our Lord Jesus cannot redeem. Please hear me today. There is nothing that our Lord Jesus cannot redeem. No habit, no addiction, no life, not one. Jesus came to redeem everything and everyone.
Dr. Randall, I'd like to ask you to pray for us right now. Pray for those who seek to be used of God, that his will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Would you do that for us?
What a privilege is mine to be able to share in this holy moment. Would you join me in prayer right now? If you're not sure you're going to heaven when you die, and you want this wonderful power of Almighty God, you have been unusually stirred. You realize that God created you for his glory, his authority, and his power. Would you pray this prayer with me right where you are? Just pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. That's right, pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. And I know that you love me because you died for me. I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. And for those who know that you are a child of God, there was a time when you gave your heart and life to Christ. I want the privilege of praying for all of us today. Would you join me in prayer? Lord Jesus, forgive us for hanging on to those things that are hindrances, those things that keep us from you being able to use us in your mighty work, to bring your kingdom on this earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I pray in Jesus' mighty name that you would help us, take us to those places where we need to confess our sin. Take us to those secret places. Lord, help us know that there are no secrets in heaven, none. Help us know that everything that keeps us from working with you this day has been bought for by the blood of the Lord Jesus. Help us receive a new work, a new cleansing. Lord, I pray that you would remove by the finger of God every hindrance in our lives. Take us to those places, we pray. Lord, use us for your glory, so that when we pray, your will be done in the lives of those we pray for. Lord, you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Help us. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Dr. Rob Randall, thank you for your teaching and especially for your prayer for us. We want to invite you who are listening to visit our website for the many helps that are available to you through this ministry. If you've missed any program of Dr. Randall's teaching on spiritual warfare, you can download it for free, any program or all programs in this series, at theinvisiblewar.org, theinvisiblewar.org, or call 877-808-8886. It is by your faithfully standing with us that we're able to bring you The Invisible War each week by radio. Thank you for joining with us in prayer as we take this life-changing truth to the many hurting and wounded. And thank you for your financial support of The Invisible War. Please give as generous a gift as you can. And we realize that you hear that a lot from ministries, but we just really want you to know that we need your help and you standing with us financially and prayerfully. Because we have dreams of expanding and being on more stations and having more resources for the hurting in our world. But we can't do it without you, so please stand with us. Again, you can give online at theinvisiblewar.org or by calling 877-808-8886. 877-808-8886. And we really look forward to hearing from you. Dr. Randall, let's end today's program with some closing thoughts from you.
I bless you today in Jesus' mighty name. Remember, it was for freedom Christ came to set us free. Don't settle for anything less than the freedom Christ bought for you with His blood on Calvary. If there is any area of your life that has you in bondage to the evil one, I beg you, please, take your journey into spiritual cleaning. Let the Holy Spirit take you to the places of your wounds, your greatest fears, your deepest sorrows. Humble yourself. Confess your sin. God tells us in His Word, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Please let us know how we can serve you today. Let us know how we can pray for you. Please let us know if you're praying for us. But let us know today how we can help you. Thank you for listening. And thank you for your prayer and support of The Invisible War.